Finally today, music, old and new, from a man who recorded a controversial song a year after the 9/11 attacks. Stefan Saeed is an American with Iraqi roots. His song, The Bell, came out on the internet in 2002. It was an anti-war song in a pro-war moment.
Like sounding drums of war, said the man at his desk. Oh, I will not fight your war, said the child, and he stood.
Stefan Saeed joins us from New York. Now, in 2002, Stefan, you put out the song The Bell. It was an online hit and went viral. But it seemed to immediately become a lightning rod for all sorts of things. Tell us what happened.
Well, at the time that it was released, you know, we released it on the one-year anniversary of 9/11, and really no anti-war message had kind of made it into the mainstream press of any kind. So I worked with Pete Seeger and members of Spearhead and rock group Ween, I used to play in, and a director to make a video, and all with the aim of creating a statement to raise the issue of maybe war is not a great idea, you know? Mm. And it succeeded, but while it was wildly popular in one-to-one audience, what happened is I started showing up on all these blacklists on the internet, and especially 6 or 8 months later when the Dixie Chicks got in trouble over a little quip they made in London that everybody knows about. It turned into my having big difficulties even getting shows opening up for progressive artists even in the U.S.
Is it accurate to say, as some have, that you were blackballed by the record industry because no one wanted to hear an Arab-American singing about world peace?
You know, it may be. I do know that I received lots of emails even from editors of magazines and so forth at that time, not just booking agents who said it's too political to have you on such and such show, as well as magazine editors writing me saying you'll never be in my magazine, which was just amazing. I mean, I'm somebody that grew up in the United States, was totally acclimated, Southern boy, fair. My mother's Austrian, grew up in a household that was both Christian and had some Holocaust victims in our family in Austria, as well as my father, whose entire family in Iraq was Sunni and Muslim. So, you know, as a Southern boy, Eagle Scout, all-American guy, all of a sudden, like, I can't be who I am was pretty extreme.
Interestingly, something you did in the last 10 years was to go back to school and get a degree in international economics. Why'd you do that? How did you think that would help you as a musician, as an artist?
After 9/11, it really impressed upon me personally even more just how deep the global crisis was and misunderstanding. And I thought that musicians could play a role in creating global understanding in a way that politicians couldn't anymore. And that made me think, wow, that means I better be as eloquent as possible and be on top of the global economic flows and policy in order to be able to raise a voice that could eloquently help our generation create peace worldwide.
Well, New York Times' former music writer Neil Strauss called your song The Bell the first real anti-Iraq war song. Your new album, Different, has a tune on it called Take a Stand. How would you like the public to think of this song?
It's a very non-political song that coming out of 9/11 and truly wanting to bridge gaps from even as wide as the Tea Party to anarchists and radical leftists and Christian peace lovers.
That's a
really,
big group, man.
We've got to do it. Everybody's got the dream. And if we don't believe in the possibility of a unified world, it's not going to happen. And I wanted to make a song that had that kind of a heart in it. So yeah, it's got a hip-hop beat, but it has an Arabic frame drum rhythm on top of it and an acoustic pop rock guitar on it and rap-like lyrics.
Stefan Saeed, the new album is called Different. Thanks so much for joining us. Good to speak with you.
Wonderful to speak with you, too.
Here comes the cacophony, polyphony, the great big symphony. Bright light shining through the night of misery. Song ringing around the world about unity and hip-hop, folk, rap, rock, punk, country. We all know that we're all
You can listen to all of Take a Stand at theworld.org. That's our program today. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.